Welcome back into WWL Sports Talk, gearing up for Saints preseason action tomorrow against the Jacksonville Jaguars. One of the guys we expect to see a lot of is tight end Maliki Matavau. We caught up with him at training camp, our WWL Soundbank, brought to you by First American. Let's hear from the Saints' second-year tight end.
Hanging out with Saints tight end Maliki Matavau after another Saints padded practice. I know you're a Las Vegas guy. How does that heat compare to what you've been experiencing here in Louisiana?
This dry heat doesn't compare to this wet heat out here. I'll take that dry heat any day, but getting used to it is something else, but it's something I've grown to already, so it's definitely a beast.
Okay, so do you prefer Mo or Maliki? Like, what would you go by?
Either or, as long as, you know, Mo's easier for everyone, but if you say Maliki, you know, it's cool too.
It does make things a little simpler when you cut the rest off. But, you know, how have things gone for you this first week of camp? You know, obviously, you were around this team a lot last year, spent a lot of time in the practice, so I got some opportunities late in the year. You know, do you feel like a different player this year at all than you were last year when you came in?
Oh, tons different, a lot better, just – I think I've grown a lot, matured a lot, having Juwan, you know, Noah coming in, just having a lot of, you know, good vets in the room kind of leading me the right way. A great, great position coach. Coach Hazlett has done great, you know, into my development. That's, you know, I think what a lot to say about this coaching staff here, they pride their health, you know, to develop athletes. And I feel like I've taken a step into my game in a good direction.
Now, when you say that, do you mean physically, mentally, or both? Like, how have you grown kind of literally?
I think in both aspects of, you know, physically in the run game and pass game, but then mentally, you know, seeing what I need, where I need to get open for Tyler, you know, whatever quarterback's out there, but just, you know, in both being smart in the game, but also, you know, physically, you know, in all aspects of the game.
Talking about coaches, head coach Kellen Moore, year two in his offense. Overall, what are your impressions and how do you feel you've been adjusting to it?
I love Coach Moore. I love this offense. I think he's one of the smartest guys I've been around, and just how we're all able to, you know, see the steps that this offense is going to take, you know, under year two. We're all, you know, clicking on all cylinders. Like we understand what he sees on the field, and now we're, you know, trying to execute what he wants, and it's going to, you know, be really, really fun.
You know, I remember talking to you on the field at the Senior Bowl, and when I asked you what you wanted to work on, the thing you said was like, hey, I want to become a run blocker. I want to be a dominant run blocker because that's what you need to be at the NFL level. And that kind of stuck with me because I think you say that to coaching staff and like guys light up because that's what they need. You know, as you got to the NFL level, like what did you find that you needed to work on the most, and where would you say the improvement has come for you in the run blocking part of the game?
I think the biggest thing is like when coming from college into the NFL and then now year two is just – when you get twitchy guys off the edge, like Chase Young and Grando, they're, you know, good guys to go against every day because they're, you know, some of the top edge rushers. And they're how fast they get off the ball and they're getting their hands inside. That's the way I'm trying to get, you know, get my hands inside of them, get off the ball faster than them because that's, you know, the advantages we have. We know when the snap's going to be. So that's the biggest thing that I've been working on this offseason is just, you know, tight inside hands, getting off the ball fast because that's, you know, that's what this league's all about. You know, dominant edge rushers like those guys, you know, take advantage of that. So I, you know, I want to take advantage of that as well.
Yeah, and Chase, just watching him, I mean, that get off seems insane, even by NFL standards. Would you say that's accurate? Like, is he the fastest guy you've gone against in terms of getting off the line?
100%. I'm glad he's on our team just because we don't have to face him on Saturdays, but also good for us on the offense so we get to practice against the best, you know, week in, week out.
No, working with Kellen Moore, raved about that. How about quarterback Tyler Shough, year two? How's he been commanding this offense?
I think he's grown so much as a leader, and that's the biggest thing. You know, talking about how he took us all out to San Diego, that week really for sure helped us, you know, get a head start into training camp. You know, it was a little mini training camp before, but I think his biggest thing is just how much of a leader he is, and he's confident in himself and confidence in all of us around him. As long as we're doing our job, he's going to do his, and we're going to make strides this year.
A lot better weather out there, too.
Yeah, for sure.
I know you guys didn't cross over at Oregon. Did you meet him when you maybe went on a recruiting visit or anything, or did you encounter him at all, or was it just kind of ships in the night?
I was with him for about 3 weeks at Oregon before he transferred out because I enrolled early in January, and he left towards the end of January. So we crossed for a little bit. I think we had one – like 7-on-7 throwing session before he left, but yeah.
How different of a guy is he now than maybe when you kind of first met him? Like, how much has he grown as a player and as a person?
I think the biggest thing is how much you see. He's gone through a lot in his, you know, his college career and now his NFL career, and it's just how much he's matured and just how much of a leader he is. He's like, he loves being around us guys. Like, we're his family, and, you know, I'm his family's, like, it's pretty fun to just hang around a guy that's loves ball, but, you know, loves, you know, us as players.
And like, as a player, what does that mean to you? You know, just to the commitment from your quarterback, is that, I feel like that has to kind of get everyone bought in that way.
100%. Like, I know, I think everyone on this team would, you know, lay out for him. Everyone on the O-line, tight end room, receivers, like, they'll give it his all because he's giving his all, and you see it, he's giving his all every day.
Maliki, definitely appreciate the time, man. Keep killing it at training camp. Looking forward to seeing more for you. And hey, we got game week coming up with preseason action on Saturday.
We're excited. That's just, I can't even get words out. It's just finally, you know, hit someone else besides our own players. So
appreciate you.
Thank you, guys.
Saints tight end Mo Motivao.
Yeah, I feel like you got to call him Mo to his face, but Maliki in, like, you know, official references.
Well, we got a texter saying, 7662 saying, Mo is singing my song, a giant tight end who likes to run block.
No, I mean, I remember vividly because I was on the field after the Senior Bowl and talking to him. And that's when I learned how to pronounce his name for the first time. And I was like, hey, what are you trying to work on the most? And he was just like, I want to run block. You know, I want to show these guys I got run block. And I was like, you're going to get drafted. And I also remember when I was on with you guys that draft day, you were like, who are some of the players you're looking at? And I threw his name out there, and then he got drafted. Like 20 minutes later, it's like, yeah.
I know you also had a conversation with Saints tight end coach Chase Haslett.
Yeah, he was the first guy you brought up, like, right, in terms of, like, people are sleeping on this guy. He's gotten so much better year over year. Whether he makes the roster or not, like, he's sticking around. He'll be a practice squad guy. But no, he's a solid player. Like, I would argue he's made as many plays in camp as Oscar Delp.
Yeah.